is Firepower, only at band.video. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome. My name is Will Johnson, and this is Firepower News. I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. And of course, today is a day that will always be remembered in American history. It is September 11th. I remember when it happened from when I remember September 11th, where I was the day I was watching on television. Everyone, it's like the entire world just came to a complete halt and stopped. You know, 9/11 took place 18 years ago, that horrific act. And now the left, they're trying to rewrite the history of 9/11. They follow along the Ilhan Omar method by trying to say now planes hit the building and they won't even say who was flying the planes. That's where we are. Over 3,000 people died in a single day. And now the left is complaining because President Trump tried to have a secret meeting with the Taliban. And while President Trump was talking to the Taliban, the left, they were trying to say that the most killings that took place in America over the past year since 9/11, the most killings has been done by white people. That's what they're saying. We know it's not true. It's 100% not true. If it was true, then we would be able to see all of the evidence on that. Everything would point to that. But nothing is pointing to that. They don't have anything. So what they do is they create movies, they create television shows telling everyone that white supremacy is on the uprise. See, Ilhan Omar and the rest of them, they believe that they can push out a certain narrative or put out a certain false information, and then people will just believe it because 18 years ago, people can't remember what took place. But see, President Trump made a point to say that we will not forget. And we will not forget. And no matter how hard they try to rewrite the history, it's not going to change. See, while the Democrats were upset that President Trump was talking to Taliban, since 9/11/2001, in Chicago, they have experienced 7,916 murders since 2001. And that number is only up until September of 2016. So they're not even counting 17, 18, and this year 19. And this year 19 alone, 357 people have died. But you don't hear the left talking about that at all. So just because we don't want another accident or another violent act towards American people in this country, the left have the audacity to call us xenophobic. I don't want another American to die by the hands of these terrorists, but they don't care about that. They don't care. They don't care. They're even working with. Okay. So we're going to talk about all of these things about 9/11 and everything that took place. So please go to band.video. And once you go to band.video, what you want to do is you want to click on my picture. And once you click on my picture, it should come up to the live feed, which you can see right here, and you'll be able to watch the show. So share that out. So I'm going to head on in here to the studio where I'm going to get settled in and we're going to really start hammering it down. So what you need to recognize is that band.video is where it's at. And everybody needs to know that tonight we're going to hit the talking points like never, ever before. No one else is going to talk about the things that we're talking about when it comes to 9/11 in America. Tonight, we're going to have the four J's on with me. That's Mina Jamal, Jay McCaney, and Jermaine Bazio. And of course, Tom is going to be guest hosting with me. Okay? So please, please. I'm trying not to be nervous here, but you know what? We have a lot to talk about and we need to go. What you need to recognize is go to band.video. 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 Text it out. Tweet it out. Do whatever it is you have to do to get the message out there. But tweet it out. Get it out there. Band.video. We'll be back right after this.
They said right now we have President Trump. He's coming out of the White House and having a moment of silence. All right, 9/11, 18 years ago, over 3,000 people died, and it was senseless. I mean, it was a day that none of us will forget. I was a young man when that took place. And I remember people going off to war. I had friends and family members going off to war after that took place. All right, so we have Tom Peppert on with us. We're going to talk about this, and this, please keep that playing in the background as B-roll, while Tom and I are conversating. Tom, do you recall where you were? You're a young man.
So, yeah. I was a child. I mean, I was 7 or 8 years old, and I remember, they pulled us out to the cafeteria, the school cafeteria, because everybody was losing their mind to some extent. And right as everybody got out there, crowded around one of those old fashioned box TVs on an AV cart, there came the second plane that hit the second tower. Mm. And at that point, I mean, there were tears flying in that room. And one thing, Will, I don't think people really respect is this country made a promise to never forget. And it seemed like over the course of the last 18 years, and, you know, I've grown up in the shadow, it seems like we've completely forgotten. The only thing we remember is that you now have to take your shoes off at the TSA. It's extremely frustrating.
Now, yeah, you're absolutely right. And now you have people like Ilhan Omar and other leftists are trying to change history and trying to change the fact of that. So I want to play a clip with Ilhan Omar just to show everyone what we're talking about here. So let's go to this clip with Ilhan Omar. This is the second video.
So to me, I say raise hell. Make people uncomfortable. Because here's the truth. Here's the truth. Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen. And frankly, I'm tired of it, and every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it. CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties. So this you can't just say.
Okay, you know, cut off. I'm tired of here listening to her. You know what? For her to sit there and say some people did something is absolutely disgusting. Now, in that video clip is actually longer. She goes on to talk about New Zealand, but she's happy to say that Muslims were killed at the mosque in New Zealand, but she won't say Americans were killed on 9/11 in New York. She won't even say it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And then the left, they're happy about it. They see nothing wrong with what she's saying. What do you think, Tom?
Well, it really infuriates me because you have this woman who has been given the biggest gift that anybody on God's green earth can be given, and that is American citizenship. She has not only become an American citizen, she was elected to the United States House of Representatives, and we can go back and forth about why. I happen to think it's because the government imported millions of Somalis, or at least thousands of Somalis, to her district. But this is a woman who claims her civil liberties are being stripped, who has complete and utter freedom to get on television, to talk, to care, which many countries have signified as a terrorist affiliated organization. She has the ability to get on television and talk about, well, because some people did something, we have to have care to defend our civil liberties. Meanwhile, this woman is in an extremely privileged, dare I say, group of people. I would love to know which civil liberty is she lacking? Is it the right to allegedly marry her brother to get him into the United States illegally? Is it the right to cheat on her husband allegedly with somebody who was receiving money from her campaign? It's absolutely disgusting, Will.
It is 100%. And you know how she's talking about, she refused to talk about it was Muslims that did what they did on 9/11. And I think we all agree to that. Even when that day happened, it wasn't Democrats, it wasn't Republicans. We were all Americans, and we all recognized who caused this, who caused the threat. Now, you have the conspiracy theories. You have your other views on where the government played part in it. But you know what? The most important thing that we need to recognize is that they're trying to change history today. They're trying to change the fact that it even happened, that Muslims were involved. It's obvious that the Muslims were involved. They had tried to do it once before when they tried to bomb the bottom of it. You know, we're going to go into a lot of that. And, you know, for them to sit there and talk about it was like mass killings and stuff, and they don't want to recognize what happened in Chicago with all the mass killings that's constantly going on. But, hey, we have another clip that I want to get to before we go to the break. And this is President Trump at Ground Zero. Let's go to that clip.
Do you have any interest in the area down there that has been affected?
I have a lot of property down there, but it was unfortunately affected by what happened to the World Trade Center.
Ich habe eine Menge Gebäude dort unten, aber Gott sei Dank ist es von diesem Terroranschlag nicht in Mitleidenschaft gezogen worden. What's your biggest fear, Mr. Trump?
Well, I just went to what they call Ground Zero. I've never seen anything like it. The devastation, the human life that's been just wasted for no reason whatsoever. It is a terrible scene. It's a terrible sight. But New York is a very strong and resilient, and they'll rebuild quickly.
Ich habe noch nie so eine Verwüstung gesehen. Ich habe noch nie so eine Verwüstung menschlichen Lebens gesehen, eine Verschwendung menschlichen Lebens. Aber New York wird damit fertig werden mit so einem Terroranschlag. Mr. Trump, what should be the response to this attack? How should the U.S. respond to such a devastating?
Well, I think they have to respond quickly and effectively. They have to find out exactly what the cause was, who did it, and they have to go after these people because there is no other choice. And then secondarily, and much less importantly, we have to rebuild in some form that will be just as majestic as the World Trade Center.
Yes, you know what? President Trump's demeanor then is the same as it is now. And he was right then. I would have been happy had he been president then, because he would have done the right thing. He would have made sure we did the right thing. He wouldn't just jump in feet first and then see what happens. You know what? We'll have to pay some bills. We'll be right back after this message. See you in a minute.
Etc. But it's a pretty tough situation.
Donald, you have one of the landmark buildings down in the financial district, 40 Wall Street. Did you have any damage, or what's happened down there?
Well, it was an amazing phone call I made. 40 Wall Street actually was the second tallest building in downtown Manhattan, and it was actually, before the World Trade Center, was the tallest. And then when they built the World Trade Center, it became known as the second tallest, and now it's the tallest. And I just spoke to my people, and they said it's the most unbelievable sight. It's probably 7 or 8 blocks away from the World Trade Center, and yet Wall Street is littered with 2 feet of stone and brick and mortar and steel, and there are thousands of people walking over the debris over the Brooklyn Bridge, where they're sending them out over the Brooklyn Bridge to Brooklyn, and then I guess they're going to have to figure out how to get home from there. But they have between 1 foot and 2 feet of debris right in front of a building that's probably, you would say, Alan, 6 or 7 blocks away.
Donald, this is Roland Smith.
Hi, Roland.
You know, how you doing on this kind of day? You know, at some point, we're going to put all this behind us. And you as a visionary, particularly in New York real estate, what do you think that we ought to do as a city, as a people, when all of this gets, when the mourning stops, when the dead are honored, and we've found out what caused it and maybe corrected it? What does the city need to do?
Well, I guess the big thing that you really will have to do is never forget. You just can't forget that something like this happened. I was so disappointed when they closed the stock exchange, but of course, at some point, you had no choice. You know, when they initially announced it was closing, because you want to just say, the hell with it, you're going forward, nothing's going to change. But the fact is, something has changed very dramatically. And I think one of the very sad things is going to be when you look at the skyline of New York, which has become so emblazoned in your own memory, and you look at the skyline of New York and you see these buildings, these two buildings, whether you love them or don't love them, they were a great part of the skyline. And then when you look at the skyline after 2001, and you're going to see a skyline without these two buildings, you're going to say, what happened? People won't believe it. You know, when you show your children or your grandchildren in years to come what New York looked like in the year 2000 and then what New York looked like just a year later, they're going to say, what happened?
Hey, Donald,
it's hard to believe.
Wow. That was on 9/11, President, or at the time, just Donald Trump, but our great president, President Trump, given his spiel on it and what took place during that time. It was a horrific time. I remember I was working IT, and I remember that everyone has just stopped doing what they were doing. I was working IT where we'd take phone calls, and all the phones just stopped ringing. Everything just came to a screeching halt. Tom, what do you think? Just listening to it, President Trump was spot on then. I mean, he's spot on now. And, the left, they don't want to recognize that he was on point then and now.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's interesting. He said we have to never forget and the world is going to change forever. And he said you're going to be telling your children and your grandchildren, you know, they're going to look at you and they're going to say, what happened? Well, that's really 18 years on. That's where we are. I mean, I'm largely that first generation that's grown up in the mm-hmm. shadow of 9/11. And look at my generation. I mean, there's some good millennials and zoomers amongst us, but for the most part, we're the generation celebrating multiculturalism. And the big concern now is not what can America do to protect itself and how can we come together? Well, it seems like people are a little, they don't know about this radical Islam. People are really upset that we're bringing these Islamists into our country, and that's wrong. It's devastating, and Trump was totally right.
Yeah, you're right. And it's amazing how they want to, you have the left and tech companies working with Islam to undermine the American people and just our way of life. They're changing it. I mean, look, they've elected two people that won't even admit who did this horrific act into Congress. So we have another clip that I want to play here. And this is with Alex Jones. And to my understanding, this video with Alex Jones was July of 2001, talking about a terrorist act on America. Let's go to that clip.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that you could join us today for this Wednesday, July 25th, 2001 broadcast. Tyranny is enveloping the globe, and the United States is a shining jewel the globalists want to bring down, and they will use terrorism as the pretext to get it done. So that's coming up in the second half of the show. Very important information. I'm going to put the call out that you call the White House and tell them, look, we've seen the news stories that you've wanted to blow things up, that you have blown things up, and that you're saying we need martial law and the Associated Press at one of your little drills you had. and that we're aware of who the terrorists are if you pull this. This can stop this Hitlerian Reichstag event. I want to put the toll-free number up for Congress. And I won't want you to believe Alex Jones. I want you to go get these news stories off my website. I want you to call these major newspapers. I want you to find out these statements were true by the White House about preparing for martial law. And I want you to let them know that if there is any terrorism, we know who to blame. The point is, if any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, running the Mujahideen War, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system. I want the White House numbers up there now. A big part of this solution, after you research all the government terrorism and check out what I'm saying is true, call the White House and tell them, we know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners, Baltimore Sun. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. And you could save the planet. I'm calling it Operation Expose the Government
July
Terror.
July 25th, 2001. He said bin Laden. He said the World Trade Center. He called a terrorist act. Tomorrow's news today. He straight up said it. I mean, there it is. And then they get upset because someone like Alex Jones will point out the stuff. And the, for Alex Jones, the writing was on the wall. The writing was on the wall. We all know that Alex Jones didn't do this. He was telling everybody. He was warning everybody. He was the watchman on the wall before it took place. And there it is.
That's exactly right. Not only that, I mean, two people called this thing, Will. It was Alex Jones and Donald Trump. In his 2000 book, when President Trump was running for president, he literally named bin Laden and said he would not be surprised if there is a major terrorist attack in some place like New York. People wonder why Alex Jones and President Trump are the two men who are consistently at the top of every single headline. This is why. They're paying attention. They know what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we're getting ready to go out to break. I want to play this video clip of Obama. Okay, let's go to that clip. We're going to go on out with this clip because everyone needs to know the truth about Obama. Let's go to that clip.
Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them.
You are absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith.
My Muslim faith.
The Holy Quran teaches that. The Holy Quran tells us, and the Holy Quran also says.
No longer a Christian nation.
We'll be back after this.
FirePowerNews.com. This is Firepower. And now, Will Johnson.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
So you have no idea right now?
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
Some people did something.
Oh my goodness, there is smoke pouring out the Pentagon.
Some people did something?
It just flew straight into it.
That's what they're saying. Some people did something. You know, she won't even say who those people were. And I mentioned it earlier. She's happy to say who did what or who died in New Zealand. And then she, and there's, in the video, it's that video there, but in the longer clip, the longer version of that video, she goes on to say that people in New Zealand, were killed, and she said they were kind of expecting it to happen. You know, they don't talk about all of the horrific things that Muslims have done to people in the world. And she said they expected it to happen. Well, you know what? You keep terrorizing people on the planet, you are correct. You can expect something to happen because someone's going to retaliate. You get these people to stop putting bombs on children, and then people won't do these things. People won't do them. There's not another culture on the planet that I'm aware of, and maybe there, I've yet to hear it, where they encourage their children to strap bombs on themselves and go out and kill people. Even women. There's not another culture, not another faith, religion, what have you, on this planet that does that other than the Islamic community. We will never forget. And I know Tom is with me still. And Tom, I know you're not going to forget. And you were a young man when this took place, and 18 years later. And now they're trying to tell you, because, you know, you and others that around your age, that this was not the way that they're portraying it. Like it was a different time. It was a different story. And for them to have this audacity to try to say white people are the problem more than Islamists.
That's exactly right. And I mean, it's all over the place. You were talking earlier about the collusion between social media, the mainstream media, and these politicians like Ilhan Omar. And that's exactly what we saw, for example, this morning when the New York Times described it as planes took aim at the Twin Towers. Somebody was piloting those planes, and they were radical Islamic terrorists. They were people. This is an ideology, Will, and I know you're in complete agreement with me, because this is an ideology that really, it started in the 700 AD, and it hasn't evolved since then. It is a political ideology disguised as a religion that is bent on hate and world domination, and they will do it at any means. And there are reports, and there are videos, in fact. President Trump took a lot of flack for referencing these a couple years ago, of Muslims celebrating and dancing and partying in New Jersey across the river, saying it's such a wonderful thing that the Twin Towers fell. And now we have this woman, again, some people did something. No mention of who those people are. And the worst thing that could happen, Will, is, well, what if people are a little upset with Muslims who are not calling out their radical brothers and sisters, by the way? That's the worst thing that could happen.
No, you're right. You know what? And they're constantly saying somebody did something. Well, you know what? These people that are doing something, they're doing slavery today. They're enslaving black people today. And you have the left, they're not saying anything about it, about these people doing something. Why? Because they're doing it to black people. It's okay. Black people are supposed to be enslaved when it comes to the Democrat Party. They say nothing about it, about these people doing something. So we have another clip. This is number 8, where the 9/11 families are talking about it. Let's go to this clip. Let's look at this one.
Some people did something, said a freshman congresswoman from Minnesota, to support and justify the creation of CARE. Today I am here to respond to you exactly who did what to whom. Madam, objectively speaking, we know who and what was done. There is no uncertainty about that. Why your confusion? On that day, 19 Islamic terrorist members of Al-Qaeda killed over 3,000 people and caused billions of dollars of economic damage. Is that clear? But as to whom? I was attacked. Your relatives and friends were attacked. Our constitutional freedoms were attacked. And our nation's founding on Judeo-Christian principles were attacked. That's what some people did. Got that now? We are here today, Congresswoman, to tell you and the squad just who did what to whom. Show respect in honoring them, please. American patriotism and your position demand it. For God and country, amen.
know, it's horrible. I mean, some people did something. I mean, why not just call it for what it is? And it's because they want to change what history is. You know what? Let me talk about something else that I've been talking about it for over 3 years now. And that's the attacks on white people, specifically white males. And they're trying to demonize white people, trying to say that white people are so bad. White people are doing all of these crazy things, which is not true. And then you have some people talking about, well, every time there's a mass shooting, it's someone white doing it. But they never want to talk about it's someone that's a left that's doing it. And they always try to say it's white supremacist, someone that's following the model of President Trump. So as a white male, what do you think? What goes through your mind when you're hearing this? Because we know it's not true, but they have this agenda and they keep pushing it.
You know, it is extremely frustrating. And I hate to equate, this is something that the left loves to do. They love to equate everything to the struggles that black Americans have had to deal with. But I must say, mm-hmm. I empathize, because for many, many years it's, oh, I'm sure it's a black guy. Well, now it is literally, you see people on Twitter every time there is a mass shooting, please be a white Trump supporter. Please be a white Trump supporter. And we've come, you know, it's a great proof of Coulter's lie, and Coulter, who says the longer you go without hearing details about a mass shooter or about a serial killer, whatever the case may be, the less likely it is to be a white male, because you're absolutely, totally 100% right. When they can demonize white people, they go to it in every opportunity. And I mean, I love other cultures. I love other people. We have a phenomenal rapport on this show, Will. I'm certainly not biased in any way, shape, or form. But the fact is that since the 1965 Immigration Act, they have done nothing but change this country's demographics to the point where it doesn't even look like it did a half century ago. Yep. And it was predominantly you and me who were here. Now they brought in Ilhan Omar's.
Yeah, absolutely right. So I'm going to play this clip for you. This is what CNN and despicable Communist News Network and how they're pushing this whole agenda. And they're basically talking about white people. Let's go to that clip.
Here's a startling statistic. Since 9/11, right-wing terrorists have killed more people in the United States than jihadist terrorists. That's according to New America. There are some folks for who they're, for their own political purposes, would like to keep the focus on only one form of political violence over another. But that would be unwise, because we don't have the luxury of choosing which threats we face. And there's a case to be made that these threats actually echo each other, as our colleague Jim Sciutto and others have argued. They're weaponized versions of tribalism, motivated by fear and finding identity in their hatred of the other. As Max Fisher of the Times wrote, in both, there's the apocalyptic ideology that predicts and promises to hasten a civilizational conflict that will consume the world. To mark the 18th anniversary of 9/11 is to reflect on how we're all the children of 9/11. That attack unleashed destructive forces that we're still wrestling with. But to truly learn the lessons of 9/11 is to resolve not to let hate win or fear define us.
Well, they're talking about they don't want to let hate win, but they're the one that's creating the hate. They're the ones that's been doing it day in and day out, and they're the one that's keeping the hate alive. Why? Because the left, they are the hateful ones. They've been hateful. They always will be hateful. We'll be back after this.
And look, the simple point is all this comes down to this. We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone. And every woman's full potential is realized and unleashed. And every woman is making her full contribution. When that happens, this nation is going to be taken even higher, because we have not yet fully liberated the women in this country. And we will.
You know what? America will become great when we put God back into schools. America will become great when we put God back into the courthouse. America will become great when we can put God back into the public venue.
These leftist liberals have removed God from everything possible. That's the only reason why America is not as great as it can be. One of the solutions to make America greater than it ever has been is to remove this liberal virus from our country. They all said they're going to get on the airplane if President Trump, if Trump won the presidency, he won the presidency and they're still here. They're the ones who's rejecting God. That's the reason why this country is not as great as it can be. And with President Trump was America's second chance because Trump brought God back into the Oval Office. So we still have Tom Pepper on with us. Tom, these liberals, they don't care about America being great. If they did, they would work on protecting us on the border. That's one of the biggest things, the border. And then if they really wanted to protect the American people, they would try to protect the children. They say they want to protect children, but they talk about children on the border, but they don't want to talk about children that are being aborted in this country. What say you?
You're totally and completely right as usual, Will. I mean, it is absolutely disgusting. We know for a fact, just as an example, that ISIS plotted to bring in Islamist terrorists through the southern border, through Mexico, through South America and Central America, bring them into this country to commit atrocious acts. Not only that, it's still ongoing. There was a report just a week or two ago about a bunch of Central Africans, the places where Ebola is running rampant, by the way, trying to get into the United States through the southern border. So is that what makes America great, Mr. Cuomo? Is that what makes us great? Bleeding out of our eyeballs and dying of Ebola, getting murdered, raped, stabbed, robbed, destroyed by illegal immigration. Is that what makes us great? And really, Will, this really just shows us, you know, after 9/11, like you said, we were one united nation. We knew that we had an enemy. It was called radical Islamic terrorism. Now, white people are the enemy. Republicans are the enemy. Trump supporters are the enemy. Burn down the White House is what they're saying.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's, they said that. Burn down the White House. Who was it? Was it Green Day? Just had a concert talking about kill President Trump. Was that the band? Is that correct? And what's happening? I mean, this is the movement. This is the ideology. And not only that, you have these leftists trying to make it to where Islamist terrorists can get into this country and kill us. Like you mentioned, even on the border, when President Trump did the same countries that was on Obama's same ban, then all of a sudden he's Islamophobic. And only, and President Trump's reason for doing that is because he wanted to protect the American people. These leftists, these leftists, they want to destroy America and the people with inside of America. And if they can't do it with Islamic terrorists, they're going to do it by targeting women in their womb. He's going to, that video, Cuomo sitting there talking about, well, we need to elevate women. I completely agree. We need to elevate women, but we don't need to kill unborn women in the womb. I mean, it's crazy. It's despicable. So we have this clip how they're celebrating the killing of babies, and it's completely demonic. So for viewers that are watching this, this is pretty horrible and how demonic they are. So viewer discretion advised. Let's go to this video. Completely demonic. Completely demonic. They're celebrating the death of killing the unborn child. My God, what kind of society have we become? And it's, you know what? It's happening all over the planet. It's not just America. It's happening everywhere. They're killing the unborn child. My God. It's not going to stop.
No, it's getting much worse. That video actually comes from Northern Ireland, but this is all over the West. We are literally killing ourselves through drugs, through suicide, through abortion. We are killing the next generation. And this law, which is considered to be the gold standard for these abortionists, these demon-possessed entities, it is the most obscene law you've ever heard of, where they will allow babies to be aborted in the school nurse's office. They'll allow babies to be aborted at partial birth. If you have a baby who is born alive after an abortion, if they survive the abortion, they can be left for dead. Alex Jones mentioned all this years ago. The man is proven right on a daily basis. Yep. They're literally talking about selling the body parts of these aborted babies for profit. This is what's happening, and they want to bring it here. It's bad enough we have the state we're at in this country with Roe versus Wade, with so many different states going further and further left on abortion and killing babies. Let's use the real words for it here. But that is what they want to bring here, and that's the attitude. And Will, this may be controversial, and I apologize if I offend any sensibilities, but I don't think a single one of the women on that bus, I don't think they have to worry about abortion, because they're evil, sick, gross looking people, and nobody's going to touch them.
You know, they're nothing but demonic way of thinking, and for them to celebrate killing a baby. What kind of, I mean, like I'm going to repeat it. What kind of society have we become? What kind of society? I mean, they don't like their, I mean, they don't even like it. What kind of society have we become? I mean, it's horrible. And you know what? And I pray that people will wake up and realize that we're killing our society off. And they're talking about we're going to end in 2030. You know, the whole agenda 2030, and, you know, and they try to go on, but they don't even like what they're saying. So let's go to this video clip. This next video clip is beautiful. It's beautiful. So you got to see this. Let's go to it, and then we'll talk about it when we come back.
I would invite my Democratic colleagues to go to my official Twitter account, where I have posted an interview from January 9th, 2019. It was on CNN, not exactly a hostile network for you folks. And it's, well, let me just play what the question was, and it's Jim Clyburn, the Democratic whip, answering the question.
Not. The president said there's a humanitarian crisis at the border, is there?
Absolutely not.
The president said there's a humanitarian crisis at the border, is there?
Absolutely not.
The president said there's a humanitarian crisis at the border, is there?
Absolutely not.
The president said there's a humanitarian crisis at the border, is there?
Absolutely not.
The president said there's a humanitarian
point of order
at the border, is there?
Absolutely not.
The president said there's a humanitarian crisis at the border, is there?
Absolutely.
Listen to this.
Guess it's a parliamentary inquiry. Is it appropriate for a member to just put on a loop a teeny soundbite out of context? Is that allowed?
The gentleman controls the time. I'm not aware of any rule that would preclude him from doing so.
Okay. Thank you.
Gentlemen, this is
good. Thank you. I think I still control the time. And I just think that's quite something, that when you're fed back your own words from your own leadership from earlier this year, you think that's out of context and inappropriate and not allowed. Again, we didn't raise the issue. It was the gentlelady from Texas that said, these allegations from Republicans that we were in denial, they're offensive. We've always known of the crisis. And the Democratic whip laughed. Absolutely not. Laughed. Thought it was laughable. Thought it was funny. You know who doesn't think it's funny? The Trump administration, because Secretary McAleenan has been ringing the warning bell for months about the crisis. He begged you all to take action more quickly. One of the reasons why so many young people, so many vulnerable people are in tragic conditions is because we didn't act when the administration wanted us to provide funding that was absolutely necessary to care for people. And so it is appropriate to question why we are in these conditions, but it wasn't the Republicans that were in denial. It was all of you, and it was in your own words from your own leadership. Be offended with the Democratic whip, not House Republicans.
Exactly, exactly. They're upset by their own words. They say there's no crisis, but then when it can be working their advantage, oh, yeah, yeah, there's a crisis. We'll be right back after this. It's Firepower.
Forged in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back. This is Firepower. My name is Will Johnson. I have some special guests that's going to come on with me next. One gentleman, his name, he goes by the Mind of Jamal. I've known this gentleman for at least 2 years now. We met online and we just hit it off immediately. And then I met another gentleman by the name of Jermaine Bazio. Again, the power of the internet. I met him on the internet as well. And we just hit it off right off the bat. And then Jay McCaney. Met Jay McCaney as well on the internet. And all three of them came on a broadcast with me on my personal broadcast. And we did it a couple of times. And what we did became the Four J's. And we've been doing that for maybe a year and a half, 2 years now. And come to find out, it's four black males showing their support for President Trump in this country. We talk about God. We're not afraid to say in the name of Jesus. And we know the left, they get triggered every time we come together and we talk. We talk about the different events that take place on a day-to-day basis. We talk about things that are happening in the black community. We talk about how the black community is supporting President Trump like never before, and how the left, they don't want people to recognize that the black community is supporting President Trump more now than ever before. See, they were thinking that they could come out and say, because President Trump talked about Ilhan Omar because she hates America so much, and that she, President Trump talking about her, saying that she can go back. Well, that is a true statement. I'm a black male, person of color, however you want to look at it. If you don't like this country and you come here, there's no reason why you cannot go back. You do not have to stay. We don't want you here if you hate this country so much. You're not going to come to this country and change it to something else that you fled from. See, that's the main problem. They fled from these things and then they want to come here and do that. So the four J's, they're going to be on with me tonight. There's three of them. Myself is the fourth one. And we're going to talk about President Trump. We're going to talk about how the attack on white people. We're going to talk about how they're removing God. We're going to talk about how the abortion on black people, specifically how they target black people to try to remove black people from society. Margaret Sanger, she started it. And the Democrats picked up that mantle and they're running with it. They're continually doing it. So we're going to talk about all of those issues. And I'm so happy to have them come on with me tonight. It's an honor. It's a privilege. These gentlemen, I consider them brothers in Christ, because we all understand how important it is. So I need for you to do this. Go to band.video and you click on my picture right here. When you click on my picture, you will see the live feed come up. And once you see this live feed, take the link and share it with everyone you know. Tweet it, post it on Facebook, put it on YouTube, put it on Parler, put it on Gab, put it on all the social media platforms that you know. Put it on all of them. So we're going to head on in the studio where we're going to talk to my brothers in Christ. And this is the Four J's live with me tonight on Firepower. We're going to bring it. We're going to bring it. If you haven't seen the Four J's together, you're going to be in a big surprise tonight. This is where it's at. Four black men that love this country, four black men that support President Trump, and four black men that's not afraid to say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. See, I'm not afraid to say it. I don't want to stand before God and come to that day to where God is asking me, why were you ashamed of me? I'm not going to be that person. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand tall, because we do live in a Christian nation. We deserve to have our freedoms. We deserve to be Americans, because men and women have died so we can be here. We'll be back.
Firepower with Will Johnson.
Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them.
You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith.
My Muslim faith.
The Holy Quran teaches that, the Holy Quran tells us, and the Holy Quran also says,
no longer a Christian nation.
We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or
made an American president for the first time in history bow to a Muslim king.
City today, and he wasn't wearing an American flag pin. Those pins have become synonymous with politicians since 9/11. Obama says he doesn't like how the pin has come to represent patriotism in America.
I won't wear that pin on my chest.
It's a little weird, Alan, that in the middle of the campaign, the guy takes off the American flag that most people wear because they're proud of their country.
Shema Mubarak.
So that day, 18 years ago, should never be forgotten. It should never be forgotten. People lost loved ones that day. And like I mentioned earlier in my opening monologue, they're trying to say that since 9/11, there has been more killings by white people than since 9/11 than any other culture. But they seem to forget, and they seem to, they have left out the number of people killed in Chicago. And that number is 7,916 murders in Chicago alone due to black on black crime. Now, I don't know who would want such a thing. I don't know who would encourage such a thing. But you have the Democrats and the left and the, even the liberal media won't even address the issue. So this is like a call right now to all of you on the left. Please start talking about the killing in Chicago so it will come to a complete halt. Or at least stop majority of it. See, a lot of people think, well, because they're not even talking about us, we can just continue doing all of these horrible things. But that's what we're experiencing. That number I gave you, 7,916, that number only goes up to 2016. It's not even the numbers adding up with 2017, 2018, or this year. In this year alone, 2019, 357 people have been killed in Chicago alone due to black on black crime. And Chicago is one of the most strictest gun control states in the country. One of the strictest. And what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to say alibi why this is taking place, why this is happening in America? President Trump, now President Trump, he made a point
saying that if Chicago doesn't fix the back on black crime, that he's going to send in the feds. And I think President Trump is trying to give them the opportunity to fix it. So if President Trump is such a white racist supremacist, why in the world would he tell them to stop the violence on black people in Chicago? Why would a white supremacist say that? What the Democrats are doing, that is the idea of what white supremacy is. Say nothing about the black people killing each other. Say nothing about it. It's okay. When the black people killing black people, it's okay. When you black people aborting black babies, it's okay. If you look at the numbers of the abortion in the United States alone, more black babies are aborted than any other. If I'm not mistaken, the year was it 2011, 2012? In New York City alone, there was more black babies aborted than born. I've been on social media discussing abortion with people, and I would call on them. I said, look, and a lot of these people that I'm talking to online, they will sit there and complain about white people this and white people that. And I said, well, why don't you join me and have these white liberals that's convincing black women that it's good health care to abort your child? Why don't you join me to stop that? The response, the reply is just something that you would never expect. You would think they would say, you know what? You're right. You have to think about it. Why are the numbers for black people so low in this country? Why is that? After 200 years of black people being here, why is the number still so low? And it's because of Margaret Sanger and because of the Democrats. They had this agenda on removing black people from society as much as possible, and it has been working. And that's why the numbers are still so low. They don't even know how many people that could have been brain surgeons like Dr. Carson. They don't know how many people could have cured a cancer. They don't know how many people could invent something that would benefit all mankind. They don't care about that. They only care about killing the unborn child. If we allow this to continue, and at the rate that they're wanting to continue it, there's not going to be black people. And then you hear some people talking about, well, you know, in the next 12 years, there's not going to be white people. Why? Because they're targeting white people, and it's Satan that is driving that. We shouldn't be targeting anybody. If you want to go on the same model of Martin Luther King, then everybody should have an opportunity. But we're not getting that. We don't get that when it comes to Democrats. And I've repeated this. The Democrats, they use your color, they use your sex, they use everything, your religion, to divide us. Republicans say Americans. That is the biggest difference. And just because I don't sit there and harp on what white liberals are doing and what white conservatives are doing doesn't mean I'm not paying attention. But what is happening is that they are changing the fabric of this country. They're trying to get us to fight each other simply because of the color God created us as. I don't know about you, but God didn't make mistakes. And you have people on the left trying to say that God made mistakes, and they're trying to say having that baby is a mistake. God didn't make mistakes. Can you imagine had your parents aborted you? You wouldn't be here fighting to kill other babies today. My name is Will Johnson, and this is Firepower. We'll be back after this.
need abortion. Safe, local, and free.
Okay. You know what? I want to say, I have to say thank you to this lady. Her name is Barbara. She actually brought this video to my attention. It was absolutely disgusting, and she know how passionate I am about it. So in the beginning of this one, I said we're going to have the four J's on. And without further ado, it's such an honor and pleasure to have Jermaine Bozzio, Jay McCaney, and the mind of Jamal. What's going on, fellas? Are you there?
I'm here.
What's going on?
I'm here.
Awesome. Awesome, man. It's so awesome to have you guys on with me. I've been looking forward to this. For everyone who don't know, we call ourselves the four J's when we all come together. And I think the control room, you're trying to bring you up on the screen now so I can see your mug shots. But, we talk about everything. Jermaine stepped away. Nice. Okay. So, what happens is that you ever see that clip, right? Like Jermaine.
Singing that abortion on the bus.
Yeah. You know what? The thing that really stood out to me and I paid attention to it. And I'm not trying to say that it's a racial thing, but all of them were white on their singing abortion. Did y'all notice that? It was crazy.
That's sad.
So Jay.
You know,
go ahead.
Margaret Sanger she'd be pleased right now with the Democrat Party, if she was alive today. You know, it's sad that we don't see killing babies as something that is not only, an abomination, but something that is just horribly, horribly wrong. You know, it takes two to make a baby, and for it to be just a woman's choice, it's just an asinine thing to say, because if it wasn't for a man, a woman would not be having a baby. I mean, that's just the bottom line. So, you know, when we talk about abortion, it not, and even though that, you know, that clip was showing, you know, whites, but the fact of the matter is that abortion affects the black community disproportionately than any other community around. So when I hear people talk about, well, we need to have abortion, what I'm hearing is let's kill more of the black community more than anything else.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's exactly what they're doing. And then you have the black community, when you say something about it, they get upset with you and start calling you all of these crazy names. I mean, I told someone that told me that, F off, because I said that we don't want this issue. Because I said we need to protect black babies, not just black babies, but we need to protect babies, and specifically black babies, because they're targeting black babies more than any other in this country. And then they get mad at me. So Jamal.
Exactly.
You've had the conversation with people online. And you know how they targeting black people specifically. And then they try to say that the Democrats aren't doing this. What are your thoughts?
See, here's the thing people have to understand. There is a war in America that has been going on ever since the conception of our nation. When we fought the British, you had people that was on the British side called loyalists. Then you had people who was, of course, patriots. Loyalists, most of them were slave owners. They hated any type of conception of America being free and governing themselves. Now, we all know America is a majority white nation. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, these idiots today try to make something look wrong. But what they have tried to do is they have tried to get minorities, ever since Democrats, races, all the beginning of time in America, have tried to get minorities to fight the wars for them. They've tried to, they use the Native Americans. They've used, of course, blacks as well. And so when they get blacks to abort their children, They're using them for one human shield to protect abortion. See why? Because it appeals to the most laziest, irresponsible side of a black vote. Abortion does, because it's always a lazy excuse on why people abort their child. Oh, they didn't have enough money. She don't like the baby daddy no more. Some of the most laziest, good for nothing excuses. And so what this does is it keeps those in power, which are liberals. Now, like you said before, Will, liberals always talking about color, 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 color. Why? Because their goal is for minorities, especially black folk, people of color, them old color folks, gonna keep them in power, which are white liberals. They are the most nastiest. They are the most deceptive. They are the most evil. They are the most destructive to this nation, because in retrospect, looking at them, they only about one thing, power and gaining power. And the more we abort ourselves, we take ourselves out of church, we turn our backs on God, we become lazy, so thus we become slaves back to the Democrat Party.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And I've had people tell me, saying, wouldn't it be better just to abort them than to bring them into these type of conditions? I mean, why would we bring them in these type of conditions? And it's not good for black babies to live like this. Why not give them the chance? Why not give them the opportunity to and fight for life? They'd rather just kill them. I mean, to me, it's completely demonic that they're doing that. So we have Jermaine on with us now. Go ahead, Jermaine. Give us your opinion.
What are we speaking about right now? Sorry,
we're talking about abortion. I know you had to go away. We're talking about abortion.
Step away for a bit. So yeah, the whole abortion issue, one thing I can tell you about that is very damaging here in the U.S. A lot of people have been tricked into believing my body, my choice. A lot of men's choice to be in the child's life has been taken away by this notion here. And first and foremost, this abortion campaign that's been putting on by the left hurts a lot of black people in general. If you look at Margaret Sanger and what she did with eugenics, you would think that most black people here in America would understand that abortion was meant to deplete the black population. But yet, if you look at the abortion statistics, you know, they're killing their children through the roof.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're going to come up to a hard break. We'll get you to talk more about it when we come back. We got to pay bills here. We got to pay bills. This is Firepower. My name is Will Johnson. FirepowerNews.com. We'll be back after this. Welcome back. My name is Will Johnson, FirepowerNews.com. We're live. We have the 4Js on tonight. I'm so excited to have them on with me. You know, right now they're being a little calm, because most of the time when we're doing our own thing, they get really rowdy. But let's see if we can change that. See if we can hit them up with something here and get their opinion on it. Fellas, now, you know, we've been doing video for over a year, almost probably about 2 years now, where we would connect with each other on a weekly basis, and we would talk about the different events. And we've had so many people like what we're doing. We've had so many people connect with us. And then we've had a lot of people that don't like what we're doing. And, you know, we get sent all the colorful messages and all the hateful stuff. So I want to play this clip for you. And this is what CNN
trying to say that, you know, white people are the biggest problem in this country, even more so than Islam. So check this video out.
Here's a startling statistic. Since 9/11, right-wing terrorists have killed more people in the United States than jihadist terrorists. That's according to New America. There are some folks for who they're, for their own political purposes, would like to keep the focus on only one form of political violence over another. But that would be unwise, because we don't have the luxury of choosing which threats we face. And there's a case to be made that these threats actually echo each other, as our colleague Jim Sciutto and others have argued. They're weaponized versions of tribalism, motivated by fear and finding identity in their hatred of the other. As Max Fisher of the Times wrote, in both, there's the apocalyptic ideology that predicts and promises to hasten a civilizational conflict that will consume the world. To mark the 18th anniversary of 9/11 is to reflect on how we're all the children of 9/11. That attack unleashed destructive forces that we're still wrestling with. But to truly learn the lessons of 9/11 is to resolve not to let hate win or fear define us. And that's your reality check.
They're trying to say not let hate win. Do you see this? Let's go to Jermaine, because we had to cut him off on the break. Let's get Jermaine's point of view on this, and then we'll go to Jay. Look like we don't have Jermaine's audio right now. So let's go to Jay while they get Jermaine's audio correct. I don't think anyone can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay. Jamal. Yeah, I guess you're the only one can hear me then. Let's go to you then. What do you think about that clip?
Okay, we're good.
Well, number one, these... Okay.
Go ahead, Jamal.
Okay, let's start it off. Number one, you had the New York Times that are so scared. Well, that's right. We're not on Facebook or YouTube. I can say things that I couldn't say before. That's right.
Just keep it PG-13.
Now let's get started. Let's get started. Okay. Number one, you got people scared to call out what was the problem and who knocked the towers down. Muslims. Radical, not radical, Islam. That's who knocked them down, okay? This is already in the Quran about doing these terrorist type things. You had news organizations and you had New York Times today. They put out a tweet said when airplanes killed Americans in the towers. It wasn't airplanes, it was Muslims. They sat there and they did this. This is what they did. And you have organizations like CARE, who were started for one reason and one reason only, to cover up jihads, cover up Islam, and try to get people to say something is something else, when it's not. It's what's in their religion. This is what the people do. Name me one peaceful country in the Middle East. Just one.
Just one?
Name me one peaceful country that had, other than Israel, that Israel remained peaceful, because they all surrounded Israel, always trying to...
Yeah, they're constantly getting bombarded. In Israel, they're constantly getting bombarded by rockets. And then when they take out those locations where the rockets are coming from, they're trying to say the Israelis are killing the Palestinians. But the Palestinians don't want to ever address the issue with the rockets, with them shooting the rockets. I mean, so yeah, you're right. There's no peaceful country. And then when President Obama tried to address the issue with these Muslim countries trying to come over here and with Islamic people, and let me be clear, I don't hate Muslims. I don't. But there's no other culture in the world where they're strapping bombs on their children and sending them into the supermarket. There's no other culture in the world where they're strapping bombs to women and sending them into the shopping centers. It's not happening with any other culture except for Islam. And then they get upset talking about, well, you're talking about Islam. You can't talk about that. We need to address the issue and not talking about some people did something or some planes hit some building. It's ridiculous. So well, do we have Jermaine, do we have your audio? Then we'll come back to you, Jamal. Do we have your audio?
Absolutely.
Okay, really quick. What do you think? Did you see the clip? They talked about it? What are your opinions on that?
You know, I've been seeing clips like this from CNN, MSNBC, and the other stupid network all day long, diminishing what happened on 9/11. When I see a clip like that, they're playing the PC game, Will. That's what's going on. They're scared to speak about what the real truth is. And the real truth is that Muslims attacked us. The Islamic faith attacked us. And people got to understand that it all boils down to ideology. When we have leaders like President Trump who are telling the truth, we have radical folks on the left and even quote unquote sane folks on the left, if you can say that, saying that the president is racist. I want folks to understand they are playing a game and they're trying to manipulate the media to make sure that nobody stands up for America and stands up for the truth. But one thing I can tell you, people like us, who are standing hand in hand, we can bring the truth to the people, just like you're doing on your show right now, Will. It's a fantastic thing. 9/11 affected a lot of people, affected my life, it affected everybody's life.
No, and you're right.
People got to understand that for us to have the security we have here in America, we have to make sure that we protect America, and we need to be honest about the situation we are in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And that even extends to the border, the southern border. We have to do something there as well. So let's get Jay's opinion on that, the video about CNN talking about how white people killed more people since 9/11 than anything else. You know, they didn't talk about Chicago. Go ahead, Jay. Yeah, I don't think where Jay is getting us. It's good stuff, good stuff. So,
you know, one of the things that I think of is the fact that I know it's just going to be a matter of time before it's Christians that that they're going to be saying it's the problem of America. And when it comes to that point, what's going to happen is that Christians are going to have to make a choice. Are you going to allow your political affiliation to define you, or are you going to let Jesus Christ define you? And right now, we're being told that we're going to have to make a stand. If we don't make a stand right now, it's going to be too late later on. We're allowing Democrats in office to tell us what's right and what's wrong. We're allowing them to say that that the government gives us our rights. And that's not right, because God gives us our rights.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what? We have to stand up now more than any time in the history of this nation. Because come 2020, if we don't stand up as the American people and fight to get President Trump reelected, we're not going to have a country. And you've heard me say that repeatedly. I'm going to keep saying it until people recognize the truth. People, you better wake up. You think everything is peachy. You think everything's okay. You're going to sit back and watch your Netflix. Sit back and watch your Amazon Prime. And while the world is coming to an end, you need to wake up to it. You need to recognize what has happened. This is Firepower. We'll be back. All right, we are back. Firepowernews.com. Firepowernews.com. Please do this. Everyone that's watching, go to band.video. Band.video. That's it. Go to your browser, mobile device, computer, whatever it is you run, and type in band.video and share that link. Share that link. Tell them to click on Firepower. You can click on my picture and you can see the live feed up there. All right. So we're talking with the Mono Jamal, Jermaine Battio, and Jay McCaney. And myself, we make up the four J's. This is the first time they've been on with me with my new broadcast here, Firepower. And it's absolutely wonderful to have them here with me to talk about these different issues. Now, one of the issues I want to talk about with them, is that President Trump, You know, President Trump on 9/11, he was talking about what took place then. And I have this clip that I want to play for them, and then I want to get their opinion on it when we come back. So let's go to that clip.
Etc. But it's a pretty tough situation.
Donald, you have one of the landmark buildings down in the financial district, 40 Wall Street. Did you have any damage, or did you know what's happened down there?
Well, it was an amazing phone call I made. 40 Wall Street actually was the second tallest building in downtown Manhattan, and it was actually before the World Trade Center was the tallest. And then when they built the World Trade Center, it became known as the second tallest, and now it's the tallest. And I just spoke to my people, and they said it's the most unbelievable sight. It's probably 7 or 8 blocks away from the World Trade Center, and yet Wall Street is littered with 2 feet of stone and brick and mortar and steel. And there are thousands of people walking over the debris, over the Brooklyn Bridge, where they're sending them out over the Brooklyn Bridge to Brooklyn, and then I guess they're going to have to figure out how to get home from there. But they have between 1 foot and 2 feet of debris right in front of a building that's probably, you would say, Alan, 6 or 7 blocks away.
Donald, this is Roland Smith.
Hi, Roland.
You know, how you doing on this kind of day? You know, at some point, we're going to put all this behind us, and you as a visionary, particularly in New York real estate, what do you think that we ought to do as a city, as a people, when all of this gets, when the mourning stops, when the dead are honored, and we've found out what caused it and maybe corrected it? What does the city need to do?
Well, I guess the big thing that you really will have to do is never forget. You just can't forget that something like this happened. I was so disappointed when they closed the stock exchange, but of course, at some point, you had no choice. You know, when they initially announced it was closing, because you want to just say, the hell with it, you're going forward, nothing's going to change. But the fact is, something has changed very dramatically. And I think one of the very sad things is going to be when you look at the skyline of New York, which has become so emblazoned in your own memory, and you look at the skyline of New York and you see these buildings, these two buildings, whether you love them or don't love them, they were a great part of the skyline. And then when you look at the skyline after 2001, and you're going to see a skyline without these two buildings, you're going to say, what happened? People won't believe it. You know, when you show your children or your grandchildren in years to come what New York looked like in the year 2000, and then what New York looked like just a year later, they're going to say, what happened?
Hey, Donald,
it's hard to believe.
It's crazy. And now today they're trying to change history like it didn't even happen, or something happened. Some people did something on 9/11 in 2000. And once some people did something. I mean, this is crazy. So let's go to Jamal, and then we'll go to Jermaine.
Uh-huh. Well, my opinion is this. Back then, President Trump recognized what was going on then. This wasn't even, this was back then, September 11, 2001. He was talking about what was going on. And he had then a awareness. How do I put it? He had a way of going on and just telling you like it is, what's going on. Because, like he said, they took people to the Brooklyn Bridge and said, oh, well, get home. You know, he was talking about those things. But when it comes to 9/11, because I'm sitting here trying to work on my computer, for some reason won't let me get on Facebook. But you hear what's been going on. You hear them say that whites are bigger terrorists than what happened at 9/11. But won't point out that the black community is 13% of the population, 12.8, actually you round up 13. We're responsible for over 58% of all, 63% of all homicides and 58% of all violent crime and 63% of all homicides in America. So for someone to say that, this is just furthering and furthering the divide in America, trying to make people ashamed of being who they are and how they were born. There's nothing wrong with being born white. There's nothing wrong with being born black, Asian, Latino. You're born your race.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's how God made you for a reason.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And so let's go over, before we run, I don't want to run out of time, so let's go over to Jermaine. Go ahead, Jermaine.
You know, when I heard that clip you just played, I didn't hear any racist tone in President Trump's voice. It sounded like they gave him respect back then. But now you can see how the media is. And back then when President Trump was speaking about 9/11, how the towers came down, how people would be forever, remember this moment. You can see that he had, a love for America. You can see that he really cared about America. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the type of heart President Trump has. And right now, when I see the left speak about how white men are the biggest terrorist threat here in America, and they're always speaking about white people and never looking at everybody else, I mean, to me, it's absolutely outrageous. And people got to understand there's an agenda behind this here. There's no reason why people need to be ashamed of growing up black or white. We have all the opportunity here in front of us, and we just need to take a hold of it. So,
you're completely right. You're completely right. So go ahead. Let's get, Jay to get his, comment on this. And before we, run out of time here, go ahead, Jay, whenever you're ready. I know there's a delay for Jay. I don't think he can hear us. So he's coming to us pretty quick. So, but he's not hearing us. So I wonder if it's something going on with his, audio on his end. So, hey, we're going to go out. So, hey, I want to thank all of you for coming on with me. It's been absolutely an honor. We're going to have to set it up and work out the technical issues next time. So make sure that we can get everyone in and have more time to be able to do this. You know, the hour goes by really fast. And it just flies by. So, hey, I want to thank all of you again. The four J's. All right, everybody. Take care. So, I'm going to say this before we go. 9/11, like I said, happened 18 years ago. 18 years ago. And now they're trying to change it up. The whole idea for them to change this up is because they believe that they can change the narrative. They believe because how they have done America that they can change how America can see what took place with 9/11. So I'm here to tell you that we can't sit idly by while that's taking place. So we have to pray for our nation. We have to pray for the leaders in our nation. So I'm going to ask everybody one last time this evening. Go to band.video and click on my picture and share that link. I want to thank everyone for joining us. God bless you. God bless America. And one more time, in the name of Jesus, good night.
All right.